Good morning. It's Monday morning and it's the start of a new week and I'm super excited about this week. I am going to be collaborating with two people this week, two men actually, for my Living Your Yoga channel on vlogs. I'm going to meet with one of them right now. We're going to be doing some blog posts on the traditional Chinese medicine clock. I'm going to be doing quite a few of them actually on his channel and my channel. So I'm going to meet him right now. His name is Jeff and I'll introduce you to him. And then on Friday, I'm going to be collaborating with Jay. He has a spiritual wisdom channel. He's a meditation teacher. And I'm going to be interviewing him on desire and aversion, some of the topics we've been covering in Namaste Yoga. So it's an exciting week. It's Monday morning. It's a gorgeous sunny day right now. It just stopped raining. There were torrential downpours, so I'm glad it stopped raining for my walk over to the coffee house. Okay, check in with you soon. Hey, I'm here with Jeff. Say hi, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff. Or hi. Sorry.
Okay, Jeff is funny. You'll get used to that. But Jeff's an acupuncturist, and we just finished our meeting. We've got a whole bunch, like how many? Like, gotta be 12?
12 at least.
At least.
Yeah.
Blog post ready for you, and we're blocking the sidewalk.
Yeah.
So that's going to be exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was amazing when you start working on it, how much more ideas come forward, and yeah, there's lots of good stuff there.
Yep. Yeah. So in the next couple of weeks, I think you'll start to see us roll out a bunch of content for you on Jeff's channel and my channel. He's going to have a lot of Qigong moves for you, which is exciting.
Be prepared.
Yeah.
Get warmed up.
Yeah. Okay. See ya.
Nice to meet you.
Here's a Canadian moment for you. Tim's gone into Canadian Tire to get one new windshield. That's exciting. So I stayed in the car. So I'm just wondering, trying to think what's in the U.S. that's like Canadian Tire, or if it's just like uniquely Canadian. It's a very male store. Like, I can't stand going in there because it's just mostly like car and kind of hardware-y things. We have home hardware too here in Canada. It's like you get your tools and things like that in there. I'm trying to think, maybe Home Depot, but it's more kind of car oriented. So I don't know, you can leave in the comments what you have like that in the US. But this is like a Canadian institution, Canadian Tire. Tim promised me I could stay in the car. I just did the most amazing yoga class in my, sometimes they're called silks. I call mine a swing, but I'm lying here in extended shavasana, being cradled in my swing now. And it was a lovely class. Found really cool ways of using my swing and just being held. I posted a really fun version of Happy Baby Pose. I've never found Happy Baby Pose to be so easy and felt so supported in that pose. And it just felt really great to be hanging upside down too in my swing today. So it was great. Look at how nice it is to be lying in this hammock. It's a nice way to end my Monday. I'm probably gonna go have an Epsom salt bath now. Good morning, everybody. It is Tuesday morning, and last night I got that scratchy feeling in my throat, and it feels like it's all in my throat and my chest now, like I'm getting a cold or kind of have a cold. I've been doing a lot of chest opening and shoulder opening, and it feels like it's kind of shook something loose. I don't know if that ever happens to you when you do yoga. I know our body stores everything, and sort of had this feeling that it was like there was something in my body and I've just shaken it loose, and it's probably a good thing. It feels like a good thing, but it never feels nice to have a cold. So it feels like my body's detoxifying. So I'm supporting myself with this tea. We have this amazing little health food store here in town called Simple Remedies, and they make their own herbal teas. You guys know how tea crazy I am. And so this is an antiviral tea that they make. And the other thing that they'll do is they'll make you your own blend. So because I get migraines, I can't have oranges either. There's lots of things that I avoid. Oranges is another thing, definitely an instant migraine trigger. So I had them remake this blend for me without oranges, and then I had them add ashwagandha. I meant to have them add astragalus because astragalus is so good when you're fighting something, but I always get ashwagandha and astragalus confused. Mind you, ashwagandha is very good for supporting the adrenals, which is great for antiviral too. So I love this tea. It helps me every single time. It's got elderberry, elderflower. Those are great antiviral. Love the echinacea, the lemon balm. And I do love the ashwagandha in it too. But I'm almost out of this huge bag, and I'm going to have to go in and get them to make some more. And I'll take you with me because I want you to see how many amazing things they have there. So I've got my tea, and this morning I was so excited. I have a bunch of things planned that I wanted to try on the TRX with back bends, but I think I need to give myself a little break this morning. And one of the most amazing things we have in our membership community is the Yoga for Recuperation class series. And so I think I'm going to do two of those classes this morning. They're short. I've got the yoga for the lymph nodes that I'm going to do, and the yoga for the thymus and the tonsils. They're both around the 20-minute mark. I think I can probably fit them in this morning, and I think they're both going to be really supportive for me in building up my immunity and supporting me where I am right now today. And so that's my plan for this morning. I'm very excited about that. What are you doing?
Are you dying?
I am.
Are you dying?
I think so.
You poor thing.
This isn't going in the vlog. It's Tuesday night, and I've been in bed all day. That cold came on hard. It's been all up in my sinuses and totally all in my chest. I'm probably going to cough here even. Try not to cough on you. Anyway, Trinity decided she's going to do my nails tonight. So I thought I really wanted white, but as soon as she put it on, I feel like it looks like, do you remember when we were in school, we used to put the white out, the paper mate, on our fingernails? To me, it's on my nails. It looks like paper mate on my nails. But she's doing a really good job, so I think I'm getting over the paper mate thing. Okay, for some god unknown reason, Trinity let me do her nails. So, like, I don't know. I can handle a paintbrush. But look how bad a job I did on her nails. Like, it's so bad. It's crazy.
Good morning. It's Wednesday morning, and this cold is still taking hold inside of me, and so my nose is really hurting, and my sinuses, and my chest. And so this morning I'm brewing a big pot of marshmallow root tea. I did a whole pot, so I'm gonna drink it, but I'm also gonna put it in the neti pot with some salt and run it through my nasal passages, because marshmallow root is really soothing, so I'm hoping it will calm down my nasal passages, because right now it feels like I'm breathing fire like a dragon. And my chest and throat don't feel much better, so I think this will really help. That's my hope. A lot of you wanted to see what we eat. So it's breakfast time. Well, it's 7:51, and I am getting a curry ready. We eat a lot of curry. Like curry, we all like curry. So I soaked these lentils overnight, and you can see they're starting to sprout. See those little sprouts? And so I'm gonna make a dal in here, which is nice. The recipe for this is actually in the membership community. I put it up with the Yoga for Insomnia series. There's a whole section on what to eat to avoid insomnia. So anyway, I'll be adding the lentils to this, and then some water to cook up those lentils, and it will be yummy and ready for when Trinity gets home from school. Okay, some more behind the scenes of Namaste Yoga. We got a brand new hard drive yesterday. The one on the right is a new 6 terabyte hard drive. The one on the left is a 4 terabyte hard drive. It has 319 episodes of Namaste Yoga on it. And so last night, Tim moved across those episodes to the new hard drive so that the old hard drive gets sent to another location as a backup. So video takes up a lot of space and we need lots of hard drives. And the ice pack is here, if you're wondering, because the computer just heats up like crazy when you do that kind of file transfer. So
last night
it was on top of them like that. So the computer was all open and doing tons of file transfers last night. And that's just one of the things that happens behind the scenes so that we can make sure that we have backups of all our videos. Okay, so pretty much every morning for breakfast, I have a salad or some kind of vegetable with my protein. So this morning I'm making a yummy salad with mangoes and mixed greens. And I usually do just a really simple oil and vinegar dressing. So this one has olive oil. We get this olive oil at Costco. Rice vinegar, a little stevia for sweetness, some sesame oil, and some salt. And then I mixed it together. And then all I'm going to do is put this lettuce in. And I'll mix it all up, and then that will kind of tenderize that salad too. And then I'll throw those mangoes on top, and it'll be really yummy. So just FYI, don't do the marshmallow root tea in your neti pot, because it actually burned much more than it soothed. You can see how much my eyes are watering from that. So no marshmallow root in your neti pot, just straight up saline solution. Hot chocolates again. So I made mine with carob powder again, and because I've got this cold and Tim's getting it now too, I just stuck a little slippery elm bark powder in mine because that just soothes the throat and all the mucous membranes too, I believe. So hopefully that helps. I'm gonna write some birthday cards now. Morning, it is Thursday morning and it is a glorious day, and I'm feeling a little better this morning. We're heading out to film Namaste Yoga this morning, and I have been getting better at writing cards. These are all the March birthday cards and some thank you cards and some cards for people for memberships. And so I am sending them off now. So do that. And then we are heading off to film in Beacon Hill Park this morning. We're back to filming outside. We're just about to get set up for Namaste Yoga, but I had to stop to show you these really pretty flowers. They look like a hybrid of a daffodil. I'm sure one of you can tell me what kind they are. So, little problem. One of our favorite spots for filming by the bridge here, it's like completely flooded. And I don't know if you can see that in the background there. You can't really. But there's a lawnmower about ready to fire up there. So this is more like a pond than a place to set up a yoga mat. Well, we'll have to go find somewhere else. Hey, we found a spot to film. It seems to be out of the wind. It's pretty close to the road though, so hopefully not too many cars going by. And it's got a beautiful backdrop, lots of daffodils and spring flowers, and you get to see the rocks behind us. So. And it's in the sun, it's gonna be warm, which will be nice. So hopefully it looks good. Looks like a nice spot. Good morning. It is Friday morning and this cold is hanging on. It's all in my chest now. And today I have 3 interviews and a meetup with all of our members this afternoon. So I hope my voice will come back. I'm going to drink lots of tea today. This morning I've been writing welcome letters to our new quarterly members, and it's just so great to have all of your support. And I ran out of thank you cards yesterday, so I mentioned before that I was going to start a new thank you card, design a new one. So this morning I sketched this out. And I wanted to take you guys for a walk or something, but I can barely get down my own hallway without getting out of breath. So I think this morning I'm going to paint this new card design and really just take it easy before the interviews that I have this afternoon. So that's my plan. I'm pretty happy with this so far. I think it looks pretty great. It's going to make a new, great new thank you card. And I also wanted to share some cards that I received from you this week. I got some mail this week. So this one is from Betsy. Betsy lives in Florida. And Betsy actually came and visited me. I have no idea how I'm going to do this one-handed. I even tried to open them beforehand so that I would be able to do this one-handed. So she sent me, oh, this is so beautiful. Painted, looks like watercolor cat. Well, it's a nice long letter. Oh, I'm going to have to read that probably off camera. So thank you, Betsy, for that. She sent me a birthday card. That's beautiful. And then this one is from Tracy. She lives in Dallas, Texas. Let's see here. The one from Tracy has cute little lovebirds on it. That's adorable. So this one says, Dear Melissa, I want to thank you for all that you do. Your well-thought-out yoga classes, spiritual and fulfilling teachings that you share in your humanness. It is evident that you are growing and sharing in so many ways with your members and public. I appreciate you. Thanks, Tracy. Oh, so that's really sweet to receive. Thank you, Tracy. What a beautiful card. I love the gold on this one. Okay, and then this one is from Glasgow, from Justine Sweeney. Justine has four girls. I come from a family of four girls, too, so she has an amazing life in Glasgow. Oh, look at this beautiful card with the flowers. So, oh, this is a long one, too. and she said, I won't read the whole thing, but she said, I saw this card in town yesterday and thought it would brighten up spring for you, seeing as you haven't got a garden. And, yeah, Justine has a wonderful garden, and she has chickens, and she grows all her own food, and she just has an amazing life where she grows all her own food and has her own garden. So thank you, Justine. That's amazing. So thanks for your mail. I love receiving mail from you. And you guys can see, this is my address. Tim can put the address on the screen too. We got this P.O. box when we moved here to Victoria so that you guys can send mail to us. Okay, so that's it for mail today. So it's Friday morning and I scootered my way. You see there? Yeah. Up to the acupuncture. She's going to fit me in this morning before I have all those interviews and stuff. Probably give me some herbs to help clear up this mucus that's just settling in my chest. So I feel very fortunate that she was able to fit me in this morning. Tim got us tickets for Phantom of the Opera at McPherson Playhouse. And it's a local high school that's putting it on. So it's a pretty nice theater. I'm trying to do this on the down low because they don't like you recording in places like this. It's dark. Anyway. Can't really see anything anyway. But we're looking forward to it. Should be a nice night out. Good morning. It is Saturday morning and I am just about to go on the meetup, the monthly motivational meetup, with all of you in about 5 minutes. Tim's getting the computer set up for me and lighting set up for me. And then I will be meeting with all of you and I'm very much looking forward to that. So we are here in Tim's happy place, Patisserie Danielle. And it must be Saturday because they've been hit hard. They do make the best croissants. Tim's favorite are the chocolate ones. There goes his. And we're just calling Trinity to see what she wants because the cinnamon buns are gone, so she's going to have something else. Good morning. Good morning. It is Sunday morning, and we are here at Government Park, Government House. And it is so windy this morning. We needed to come out and film for the weekly challenge this morning, so we decided to come out here. And really there's no ideal place for us to film right now because the wind is just swirling and swirling. But I thought I'd show you where we're going to film this morning. Not an ideal day for filming, but we only need to film a little bit. okay, we just finished filming the weekly challenge and we made it through a lot of wind, so hopefully it wasn't too bad for you. But it is a beautiful location. I'll be a little cold this week. Thanks, Tim. One of the things about living on an island is that it seems to me you are more influenced by the weather. When the wind comes up, you feel it more. Would you agree with that, Tim?
Yeah, for sure.
So we thought we would bring you down to Clover Point again. So because it was so windy, we thought the waves would be really big, and they really are. So we thought we would show you the big rollers coming in and what a windy day looks like down on the water here. And the waves are really crashing in. They're big, huge white caps. And it's crazy when you see, can you see those ducks out there? Like, they're just riding those waves like it's nothing. But they're rolling in, and it's really cold down here. And this is what it looks like on a windy day. And this is why I say, when you live on an island, I don't think I've ever watched the weather more since I've lived on an island, because you're just more influenced by, you're more exposed to the weather here, especially living on a point like this. Okay, so thanks for watching the vlog this week. I'm a little sorry that I got sick this week, and so I didn't get to show you too much yoga, and I wanted to take you for a walk and things like that, but that didn't end up happening because honestly I spent most of my week in bed. But it was pretty fun to get you to show you that windstorm this morning, and hopefully I'll be feeling better this coming week and this cold will clear up, so I'll have lots more to show you. Leave your comments below and let me know what you'd like to see in this vlog, and if you like the video, give it a thumbs up. And if you're new, please subscribe to the channel. Thanks so much for watching, and I will see you next week. Bye.